For years, the Stevens Point campus has been embroiled in a battle over who gets to decide how to spend the segregated student fees, which are supposed to be allocated to students for their own purposes. The Student Government Association contended that it, and only it, had the authority as elected representatives to spend the money. But at least three other student groups also had control over the funds. Now, in an agreement between the students and the administration, the Student Government Association has been given the power to oversee the process and have the final say, according to its president, Michael Wilson.
I'm extremely excited. It's a very substantial change. It's historic. This is an issue that students in every UW campus know about.
Wilson says he hopes the agreement puts an end to a dispute that put a wedge between the students and the administration.
It's the chancellor working with students. It's students working with students that they used to disagree with to really find a conclusion to this dramatic episode in UWSP history.
UWSP Chancellor Bernie Patterson says he, too, is pleased.
Reasonable minds prevailed. The students were willing to sit down and talk with each other and come to what is a good conclusion for the university.
Patterson says after the language in the agreement is finalized, a signing ceremony will take place Friday morning on the Stevens Point campus. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.